Jerry Clabby from Fingal County Council on the line. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. The dig at Swords Castle, Jerry. Tell us a little bit briefly about it before we talk. I ask you a few questions about this.
Yeah, well, as you know, Swords Castle is a very old complex of buildings. It's been there for nearly 900 years. It's the best surviving example, actually, of an archbishop's palace in the country. Mm-hmm. And it was a really important administrative centre here in Fingal in the medieval period. So within the walls of the castle then, there are lots of things we still don't know. So we have, since the 17th of August, been doing an archaeological investigation, but it's an archaeological investigation with the difference in that we've been asking the community to come in and help us to do it. So we've had 50 or 60 volunteers, really enthusiastic people coming along, spending a day or more. In fact, some people have spent many days, over a week, helping to unearth the history of Swords Castle. So that's basically what's happening here at the castle at the moment.
Okay. I'm looking at the press release, and there are things in here about, like, is there a graveyard underneath the castle? Where there are buildings within the castle yard, none of that has been discovered so far, has it?
Well, actually, in relation to the buildings, we in one of the trenches that is being excavated, there is part of a medieval wall, and that is a structure. We're not quite sure exactly what it was, but certainly it probably suggests that there were buildings within the walls of the castle, and that's very exciting for us to have found that. In relation to the graveyard, I mean, we're almost certain there was a graveyard underneath the castle, because last year we did an excavation. We were underpinning one of the walls as you come into the castle, and we found 17 burials there, and that suggested that there's a graveyard there, and that predates any of the structures that are already there. So it was there before the castle. Now, one of the things we wanted to answer as part of this dig was, how big was that? How far into the castle did those remains go? And in the trench that we have nearest to where we found those, we haven't found any human skeletons in there. But almost certainly from what we did last year, we know that there probably was a graveyard on the same site before the castle was there.
Right. And what would have been there? Would have been some sort of a little village or something, or a settlement of some sort? We don't know.
We don't actually know. I suppose one of the interesting things about Swords is, you know, over the years we keep finding new things, and it changes their perception of what was here and what it must have been like. I mean, you know, underneath what's now the Pavilion Shopping Centre, we found another medieval graveyard there when that complex was being built, and that was something that nobody knew was there. And that was a graveyard that was in use for 500 years, and yet there was absolutely no record of that in any historical documentation. So there are, you know, all of this is adding to our knowledge of Swords, and not every question we know the answer to at this stage.
Yeah, so it's really ongoing, isn't it, Jerry? You know,
and I suppose, you know, we want people to be involved. So the Swords Castle complex is, you know, we don't know its whole story, and part of trying to find out more is doing these archaeological investigations. But on top of that, it's bringing people in to do it. So so people can come along, they can do some digging if they want to do that, or we have lots of other tasks, because once you take the soil out, you know, we have to look through it, then whatever artifacts are found, we have to wash them, we have to catalogue them, we have to do all those kinds of things. So there's lots of things for people to do, and it's going on until the 11th of September.
Yeah.
So people can come along from 10 o'clock. I mean, we kind of ask people if they're coming to be there for 10 o'clock in the morning. It's on the weekdays now. If you want to dig and take part, we do need you to be over 18. But other than that, everyone is welcome. And as well as that, you know, families, children are welcome to come in and have a look and see what we're doing and talk to the archaeologists and the volunteers and find out more about what's going on.
But the response so far has been really good, has it?
Yes, it has. Yeah, no, the response has been really great. I mean, every day we've had new people coming along. And I think once people get in and do, you know, get involved in doing it, it's very hands-on, obviously, and, you know, we are finding things. I mean, that's the amazing thing. We've turned up everything from medieval tiles, you know, roof tiles, floor tiles, to bottles of Bovril that weren't thrown away in there very long ago. So we found, you know, 600-700 years of history and what people leave behind them. We've found all of that, and every day there's something new coming along, which is really great.
Yeah, I see that a lot of the artefacts found are from the 19th century, like the clay pipes made by a company in Brunswick Street.
When we put out the press release, that was most of, because we were in the early stages of it, that's what was mostly coming up, was those things from the 19th century. Yeah, but I mean, it is amazing still. We were able to find clay pipes and find with the maker's mark on it, and we know where that was made, and that's all fascinating and part of our history and part of the history of swords during the last couple of hundred years.
Yeah, can I ask, Jerry, what's going to happen to the artefacts afterwards? Will they be housed in a special area in the council buildings or in the castle, or is there any plan for that sort of thing to happen?
Well, no, because what happens when our artefacts, in order to do an archaeological investigation like this, we have to get a license from the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht and the National Museum. And all of the artefacts that come out of a dig like this will go to the National Museum. And then it's up to them to decide what they're going to do with it. But one of the great things is that we're going to get people, you might be aware, in swords as well, just out the road here we have the National Collection Centre for the National Museum, which is there, every article that is not on display in one of the three museums in Kildare Street, Collins Barracks or Turlock Hill is in swords, and it's in storage there. So that facility is right beside us here, and the National Museum are going to help us to do some conservation and archiving days, because once materials go into them, then they look at them and they do any conservation work that needs to be done on them and archive them. So people will begin to see what happens once things come out of the ground and how all of that works.
Mm-hmm. Well, there wouldn't be a plan, though, really, to house them in an exhibition centre in the castle. Well, that just sounds to me like it would be a really nice thing to do.
Well, it would be a really nice thing to do, absolutely. But as I say,
it's not up to you.
You know, in the first instance, like everything that comes out of every archaeological dig in the country is the property of the National Museum. So in the first instance, it's up to them to decide what to do. I mean, in due course, as we do further development here at Swords Castle, you know, it would be lovely to think that some of those things might be able to be here, but that's into the future and not something that we can plan for at the moment.
Yeah, and just before I let you go, Jerry, one last question. The work being carried out on the castle itself, has that all been completed? Have all the buildings been completed now? I was out there some years ago in my capacity as the living history presenter in Near FM, and I had an occasion to be given a little tour of the work that had been done. It's gone back several years. I haven't had an opportunity to go back out and have a look, although I would have loved to spend some more time there. I'm just asking, has the work been completed?
Well, you're very welcome to come out any time you'd like. We'd love to have you come out.
Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, the work, no, there will be ongoing work at the castle, because we do need to do some work in terms of stabilisation of parts of the castle, and, you know, as we get more archaeological information, we will certainly be doing more work over the next several years. But it is open to the public now every day, not just for this archaeological dig. It's open every day of the week, so people can come in, they can have a look, they can go in and into the chapel and see that. And actually, we have an exhibition running in there at the moment. in conjunction with the dig, which is called Swords Castle, My Castle, which is all about looking at how the residents of Swords over the years have regarded the castle. You know, for many people, the castle wasn't a place that they could easily get into. And so that's reflected in the exhibition, and that was put together for us by a local artist, Andrew Carson.
Yeah.
There will be ongoing work, and as I say, we did a conservation plan for the castle. We published that last year, and that sets out a program of things that need to be done. And the archaeological investigation we're doing now, this community archaeological work, will go to inform the next stages of what we do here at the castle. Okay. So it's not just, you know, it's involving people, but it's also doing serious archaeological investigation, which will inform what we do next.
Yeah. Okay, Gerry, we leave it at that, but I think I will make my way out to Swords quite soon and have another look and maybe talk to some of the people out there and do another little bit on the Living History series here at Near FM. Thanks very much for taking the call today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gerry. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's Gerry Clabby from Fingal County Council talking to me about the dig at Swords Castle and the ongoing work in Swords on the castle. It's really great to see it because it was semi-derelict for a long, long time, and would have been deemed as a dangerous building at one stage, and they've certainly turned the whole thing around. It's a beautiful landmark now when you go down Swords Village, and it's there right in front of you. Well worth a visit for anybody who's contemplating going out to Swords and take the time out to visit Swords Castle. Okay.